Hi there, this is Dylan from Teach Business English, and this is another episode in the Teach Business English podcast. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about what types of materials and resources you can use with your business English learners. Okay, so there are lots and lots of materials out there available for business English trainers or teachers and their learners. Now, at the beginning, I'd like to make a distinction between two types of materials. There are what we call published materials. So these basically are materials that are specifically designed for English language learners. Okay? And then there are authentic materials. And basically, this is everything else. So these are materials that are designed for generally English speakers. So things like newspapers, YouTube clips, magazines, articles, podcasts, everything like that. Okay, so they are the two main types of materials: published materials and authentic materials. Now, the other key point really is you've got to think about your learners. So remember, in a previous episode, I talked about pre-service learners. Now, pre-service learners don't really have much knowledge of business concepts, because they've never really worked before, or they have very little work experience. So what they may be after, really, is more of an overview of what it's like to work in a corporate environment. So, for example, they may need to learn about meetings, accounts. They may need to know about the structure of a company, the protocol for interviews, giving presentations, things like that. So in this case, published materials might be very appropriate. So published materials, the main type of published materials are course books. So just like with general English, your students will buy a course book. There'll be some sort of audio or video resources which are included within the course book package. There'll be a teacher's book, so you can use it to check the answers, to check about the procedure for your lessons. There'll probably be some sort of workbook with supplementary extra activities. So I'll give you an example of a business English course book, one called In Company, which I like very much. And the students buy the course book. You have access to the course book and the teacher's book. And then you can use the workbook to have supplementary materials like homework materials. And also there are the video and the audio resources which are combined with the package. So this could be a very complete set of materials for your learners. Now, the advantages of using course books include the following. They have a clear syllabus. Okay, so your students will feel comfortable that, okay, they know what they're doing, they know what you're doing, you have a roadmap. And there are always lots of different types of activities to practice different skills: reading, writing, speaking, listening. So they get a very thorough grounding. And there are lots of vocabulary input, and there'll be grammar activities and grammar explanations. So they feel as though they're getting a lot of input, which is great. And they also include quite a lot of practical activities and tasks, discussion tasks, brainstorming tasks, role play or simulations. So they'll get, as well as the input, they'll be able to do some output activities as well to practice and to produce the language. They'll also be pitched at the right level. So if you have an intermediate group of learners, say B1 or B2, you can get a B1 or B2 level business English course book. Now, there aren't many course books designed for very low level learners like A1 or A2. But once you get past the intermediate, you'll have everything from B1 to B2, C1, C2, appropriate level course books. There are also progress tests, so they can actually feel at least as though they're progressing. Now, one disadvantage of course books is, of course, they may not be appropriate for your specific set of learners. They're designed for kind of a general group of learners, and they're designed for groups of learners generally, not individual learners. With individual learners, these course books may not be particularly appropriate for their specific learning needs. So you might want to do something else. So there are lots of online materials available. There are lots of websites. Some of them offer free materials, other offered paid materials like a subscription. Things like Business English Pod or One Stop English. There are lots of them, and I'll include some of them in the show notes. And these are great because generally they're much more up to date. The problem with a course book is that it takes years to design a course book. So often you'll find that, let's say, for example, you open the course book and there is a lesson on blackberries. And you think, oh, who uses blackberries now? So they date, and some of the materials are basically out of date. Whereas with online materials, they're generally much more modern, more up-to-date, more relevant, perhaps, to doing business in 2020 or whenever you're listening to this. The disadvantage, of course, is with online materials is that they're not necessarily checked and designed as well. So you might find a lot of mistakes. They may not be that appropriate. There isn't the rigorous testing and feedback and editorial overview and management that goes on with course books. So you might find them a bit lacking, a bit unprofessional in certain respects. So if you don't want to use published course books, let's say you have a specific learner who has their own specific learning needs, you can use authentic materials. Now, authentic materials, as I said, anything that's really designed for native English speakers or fluent English speakers. So there are loads of websites. There's so many videos, so many podcasts, audio recordings available. Now, again, one of the problems is that you've got so much out there, so it's difficult to decide what will be suitable for your learners. And then you've got to think, okay, how do I use this with my learners? So if you're not that experienced at designing your own lessons, this may be a bit more challenging. And also, it's quite difficult to find materials which are pitched at the level of your learner. So you might find that they struggle because the authentic materials are too complex for them. But they are motivating, they're real life materials, and so your students may really benefit and they may appreciate using those materials because they feel, ah, I'm really getting to grips with what I need to do in my job. Now, another option, if you've got a lot of time, is to design your own materials. Now, these can be ultra specific. You know your learners, and so you can really design something that will meet their needs and will be appropriate to them. On the other hand, designing your own materials is difficult. It can be time consuming. If you don't have a background in design, it can be quite difficult, although you can learn. But again, are you prepared to invest that much time and probably money in designing your own materials for your learners? It's really your choice. Another option, and this works very well with individual learners, is that maybe especially in-service learners, they're already using English at work. So for example, they may write emails. So an example could be to use their emails, their actual emails, in your lessons with them. So you can really focus on their mistakes, you can find their errors, you can rephrase what they're writing. And again, this could be the same with a presentation, or it could be a meeting. They could tell you about what they need to discuss in the meeting. And so you can work with their own materials. And this can be really stimulating, really useful for the learners. As I said, you're really focusing on their specific needs. On the other hand, there are issues like confidentiality issues. Are they allowed to use that material with you? Copyright issues might be an issue there as well, again, but mainly confidentiality issues. And with lower level learners, it can be difficult and quite disheartening if they make a lot of mistakes. You might have to completely rewrite their emails or redesign their presentations. So you've got to be careful about that as well. And then the final option, I think, is to basically have a very minimalist way of delivering your lessons. Now, this is an approach called dogme or unplugged. And the idea is that basically the main approach you should take in English language lessons is to really get your students using the language and you communicating with them. So there's that direct link between you and them, and you're really interacting with your learners. So this is a real conversation-driven approach to teaching. It's almost like a coaching conversation. And there are three kind of elements here. Should be conversation driven. So you're getting them to produce, to speak, and to interact with them. And then these should be materials light sessions. So you might just walk in there with a piece of paper, and together you and your learner will write down all the information, all the new vocabulary, the grammar, the mistakes they make, the language they could produce. You can write that all down as you're teaching them. And the other key part of this approach is you're focusing on the emergent language. In other words, you listen really carefully to the language they produce and you rephrase it and you give them other options. You basically model how things should be said or how they should be written. And through this interaction, you're able to develop their English. So you're taking what they already know and improving it and adapting it and modifying it and building on it. So you're doing what they call scaffolding, using what they can use, they can produce, and you're helping them improve their production. So you have lots of options here. I would suggest that if you're inexperienced, use course books. The course books generally are quite well designed and they'll give you lots of ideas for future activities and for how you can approach teaching business English. Again, these course books are designed for groups, but you could even use them with individual learners and just pick and choose what you think will be relevant and suitable materials for them. Okay, well, I hope that was useful. And if you like the podcast, please tune in to the next episode of the Teach Business English podcast. Take care, and I hope to speak to you soon.